As I said in the announcement time, we are celebrating All Saints Day, and I do want to say that Thursday was All Saints Day, and this has gone on for years, literally years and years in the church. Matter of fact, what we call Halloween today was All Hallows Eve, and it's when we prepared ourselves for celebrating the saints who have gone on before us in the church. And as always, culture has taken that celebration of those who have passed away and made it into some ghoulish thing. Which, by the way, I have to say, Wednesday night was an awesome night here at the church. Deanna started this trunk or treat, and that parking lot out there was full of 25 of your cars, all dressed up. And I was just really impressed with you all. And we got so many compliments from over 200 kids that were there, and that we've learned several very important things. And it's becoming a kind of a calling card for this church. We need more candy. We need more cars. And we need to start at 6 o'clock. The Dirks family showed up a little after 7, and a lot of the candy was already gone. So we'll be there before it starts next year. No, just kidding. But anyway, that was a fun night. And I just really praise God for this church and for those who were there and active and supporting our children in that event. I have to say, we heard a lot of positive rumors about this church and the way this was a safe place for people to bring their kids. And so I celebrate that. And that's what the church ought to be about. Amen. So moving on to All Saints Day, I do want, you know, that is a reality. Our culture took All Hallows Eve and turned it into Halloween. And so just we need to, as a church, remember how that started. It began as a way to celebrate the saints that have gone on before us. And in this church, don't we have many, many awesome saints who have died, and we are where we are today only because of what they have given to not only this church, but to God and the families that are in here. Amen? So what I'm going to do is we are going to read the names as we remember our church members. And Deanna, oh, excuse me. You pulled a switcheroo on me there. Cheryl is going to light the candles as we state the names this morning. So let us be in a prayerful state of mind. Wanda Anthony. B. Cole. Gertrude Durham. Julia Judy Franks. Laverta Gatliff. Jack Harvey. Al Lewis. Millie Parr. Heidi Bodie Purcell. Darwin Bose Schroeder. John Robertson. We will light the last candle as we silently lift those Christians who have died, who by sharing their faith with us have formed us into who we are this day. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise for all those, Lord, both close and dear to our hearts, to those, Lord, who we may only know their name, who have brought not only this church, but all the churches to where they are this day. We give you praise because you invite sinners to your table, Lord. We are sinners. We are far from perfect. And for that very fact, the church is flawed in many ways. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy to help us, Lord, as we grow in our Christian faith to reach what Wesley called perfection. It's only through your grace, Lord, that we are pulled into a relationship with you. We thank you, God, for all of those who have gone before us. And although it is difficult for us at times as we remember those who are especially close to us, we celebrate knowing that they are in eternity with you, running, dancing, laughing, singing, whatever their passion may have been. We thank you for a church that celebrates those saints that have gone on before us. And we thank you for this time. In Jesus' holy name, amen.